this is Jim Fetzer, your host, right here at RBN Live, and taking your calls on this 13th day of November at Authentic News. Peter in California, glad to have you back, Peter. Your thoughts?
I wanted to start out. Hi, James. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I wanted to add a couple of dots and a couple of links to what you said earlier about the economy, and also sure. about who controls who, Israel or the United States. I agree with you. It's completely Israel. I'm going to give you a couple of illustrations as to why that is. And it deals with the economy. Last week in the Zero Hedge, there was an article that I happened to notice. It said, for the first time in U.S. history, that our enormous bloated defense budget was surpassed by servicing the debt. That the United States was so in debt, of course, to the bankers, the Federal Reserve mainly, who can print money out of nothing and never been audited, but was so in debt that the interest payments, just the interest payments on its debt, surpasses our huge defense budget. So more than half of the money that we, you know, you put in half of what you get paid, I get half of what I'm paid, everybody in the audience, you know, shovels half the money that they make to Washington. And this is where it goes. It goes to the bankers and interest payments. And then the largest other thing is the defense budget itself, which I want to point out that the military-industrial complex, if you look at who owns every one of those publicly held companies, who has the controlling interest or the largest block of stock, every one of them, it's either BlackRock or Vanguard or State Street or Goldman Sachs. So here we have half the budget going to service the debt that we've accrued to the Jewish bankers, and then the other half going to the Jewish bankers and that control the defense budget and every other public health company in the United States. And people talk about the enormous lobbying ability and power of the military-industrial complex. Think of that when you've got BlackRock, which has about $22 trillion in companies that it owns. Our GNP for the United States, our gross domestic product, is like $18 trillion. And then Vanguard's probably got another $20 trillion. So imagine the lobbying power that Larry Fink of BlackRock, another Jewish guy, when he wants to put out, and of course that's what they're talking about with ESG, where they're going to socially engineer the whole country, using not our legislatures and Congress, but because they own the controlling interests of all the companies, then they can say we're going to hire 60% minorities, which of course the country is 60%. Caucasian, so that means that we're really SOL, as they say, and they can mandate that all up and down the line. So these guys control everything, and to say that they're, you know, they control our foreign policy, and which of course they do. The Ukraine is a complete Jewish operation. Blinken and Nuland and Zelensky and Kolomowski, and then of course Israel is in class by itself. I mean, and all the wars we fought, and the reason why we're in such horrible position is because for the last 50 or 60 or 70 years, our policy, both foreign and domestic, has not been in the service of the American people, but for a foreign country and a few Jewish supremacist bankers.
Oh, Peter, I couldn't agree more. I think you're knocking it out of the park, 100% correct, and it's outrageous. Our Secretary of the Treasury, Jewish. Our Secretary of Homeland Security, Jewish. Our Attorney General, Jewish. Our Secretary of State, Jewish. We are wholly owned subsidiary of
Brian is a chief of staff to Biden, head of national intelligence, the highest intelligence, Avril, what's her name, also Jewish. They're, I mean, everything.
Yes. Yeah. It's a disgrace. I mean, yep. I'm reminded of that first political speech I ever gave back on 15 April 2008 during a Ron Paul Freedom Rally on Tax Day in Washington, D.C. on this grass outside of the Capitol. It would be subsequently published under the title 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. But I was emphasizing that no dual citizen should ever be in a policy-shaping or decision-making position in the American government, because you cannot know that their loyalty to the other state does not outweigh their loyalty to the United States. And then we learn, calamity of calamities, that all new members of Congress are asked to sign a pledge to put the interests of Israel even ahead of those of the United States. I mean, what the hell are they doing? They were just elected to office, so they think they were elected to represent, is that Israel rather than America? I mean, Peter, it is a disgrace.
Well, I read an article that made a really good point, and it was quoting Sun Tzu. I know you know who it is. Sun Tzu, the famous military political philosopher, Chinese from 3,000 years ago or something. Sun Tzu said, one of his quotes is, if you know yourself and you know your enemy, you will never lose a battle. And I want the point I'm trying to make here is I want everybody to know who our enemy is, where we've sunk $150 billion or whatever that they tell us in the Ukraine at the expense of the American people, another $14 billion a week and a half ago to Israel, which we already are, have given more than any other country in the world. We've given them more money. And by the way, all that money gets laundered back by guys like Sam Bankman-Fried into the hands of the Democratic Party and the rhinos. So it's one big machine that fuels Jewish power. And here we are. We're about to go into, and we're endorsing and we're fueling what is the new final solution. I don't know any other word for it. The final solution to the Palestinian problem. And we're underwriting the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, you got it right, Peter. The final solution is to eliminate, terminate every Palestinian, remove them permanently from Palestine, their land for 3,000 years, by these interlopers who've been there for 75 and do not even have roots connected to what they call the promised land. Peter, you're nailing it. A final thought?
I just want to repeat. Know yourself and know your enemy. And the enemy, with the mask off, is international Jewry and Jewish supremacism. And it's ruining it. It's driving the entire world to ruin.
Peter, you've said it very, very well. Thank you for such an excellent call. Very timely and appropriate. Tom in Florida, join the conversation. Tom, you always have a lot to say. Tell us.
Good day. And another right on call by Peter. That call is, it's right on, man. Right on the money. What I want to talk about is we got to really do it RBN here now, because, Michael Rivero left a great show for that time slot you're in now. And it's an excellent time slot. But I just got to say this, Jim. Let's talk about sanctuary cities. I wish you would, mainly that would be the rest of the show, would be sanctuary cities, because right now we have to deal with this sanctuary city nonsense. There's no such thing as sanctuary cities. It's got to be dealt with. You got Congress now. You got Mike Johnson. He's bringing that up on the House floor this week. You even got Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz in Florida saying, we may have to think about this sanctuary city. The sanctuary city has got to be dealt with, number one. And everybody that's listening to RBN needs to call their congressman. And Alayla from Canada could call in the Congress, too. Everybody, call in your Canadian consulate. We don't want sanctuary cities because they do not exist. It's a lie. It's a scam. It's a sham, and it's a disgrace to our country, to our race. They're trying to do to us.
Just for clarity, Tom, there are cities that declare themselves to be sanctuary cities, but what they're doing thereby is saying they're not going to abide by the law, that they're going to be lawless in regard to, you know, accepting migrants or whatever. So it's outrageous on its face. They are improper, illegal, and do not have any place in America. I agree 100%.
Well, absolutely, Jim. And you know, that's what we need to focus on here. Everybody that's listening to your show or, you know, calls in, you know, they got the number 202-224-3121. And let's get to the point where our Congress people say, hey, enough is enough. There's no, the sanctuary city law does not exist. It's a lie. It's a scam. And like Peter was just mentioning, how ruthless these Jews have been for the last 70 years for white Christian Caucasian America. And it's got to stop and desist. We are the majority. Yeah. We're not the minority. We got to act like it. We got to act like we're the majority. They're only 1.8. I looked it up, Jim. The Jewish population in the United States is 1.8%. I'm going to repeat that so your audience understands. They're 1.8%, okay? And Richard Nixon said it. Where are all these Jews coming from? Richard Nixon is on tape saying that. Where are all these Jews coming from? And that was back in 1974. Now, you think what they've done here. They've taken over our banking. They've taken over Hollywood. They've taken over our government, our legislative government, our branches of government. It's disgusting. How could such a small minority have such power? You got Soros getting away with murder. You got this Bloomberg, this Zuckerberg. You got this other imbecile Epstein who supposedly hung himself. I mean, this whole thing is like a giant cabal. And nobody's really going and marching and standing up for the Christians of this country. The Catholics, you got the city of Biden saying he's a Catholic president when he's for abortion and homosexuality. He's nothing but a hypocritical liar. I tell it to his face. He's a liar, Biden. He's a bumbling, stumbling, mumbling, fumbling imbecile. And, you know, they elected him. But, Jim, you know, a lot of people say, oh, that guy Tom from Florida is crazy. Well, Jim, let me ask you a question. I want to ask, and I've asked this numerous times, who is the women that are putting guys like Biden and these demon rats in power? Who are they? I would like to know what's the majority of the women. What ethnic group is putting these Democrats in power? Could you tell me? I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, I do think it's people like George Soros, Barack Obama behind the scene, other wealthy people who want to manipulate. Really, they're out to destroy America. And a lot of them are Jewish. I don't have any doubt. Just look at the government and how many Jews are in prominent positions when they should occupy none. The number of positions occupied by dual citizens in the American government ought to be zero. So, Tom, you're making an impeccable point.
Hey, thank you. I just got to say this, Jim, though. When I look at the voting blocks of the different ethnic groups of women who vote Democrat, I would like to know what is the majority of the Democratic women side of the voting block. Who are they?
Tom. If we had a legitimate electoral system, Donald Trump would be president. We wouldn't have all these problems. It was stolen in 2020. And I've emphasized many times, until we can get rid of Dominion voting machines, until we can get the electoral system out of this FirstNet, where Obama, before he left office, put our election under Homeland Security so they could monitor and chain the vote right down to the precinct level. We got to undo all of that and get rid of drop boxes and get rid of mail-in ballots. Tom, this isn't legitimate response of the American people. This is all manufactured because they knew they could not beat Trump. So they went out of the way to rig the system to guarantee they would win and control power.
Well, Jim, I totally agree with everything you just said. I'm 150% in your column of agreement. There's no question what you're saying is absolute. But I got to say this. They use a narrative when they use the Caucasian, liberal, licky-kissy, touchy-feely Democratic women. They don't think with their brain. They think with their heart. They think emotionally. And that's how they're playing a narrative to getting these demon rats elected, because they're Marxist, Bolshevik, communist representation of our government. They're not for the founding fathers or the principles of our Constitution. Therefore, all this insanity is decadence and decay. And who are these schmucks, I call them the putzes, using to destroy us? They're always using this excuse, it's white women are so liberal. That's what their modus of operandi is, Jim. And I totally agree with everything you said. But you got to get to the point of, look, you got a guy in Vermont. You got Bernie Sanders getting elected as a senator. As a schmuck. They're only 3% of the population of Vermont. You got this guy, Blumenthal, said he was in Vietnam. My brother wanted to slap his face before he passed on. My brother's a Vietnam vet. And this guy, Blumenthal, said he was in Vietnam, never stepped foot in Vietnam. This guy got elected as a United States senator, Jim, in the state of Vermont.
Connecticut.
Tom,
if we had an honest electoral system, we'd be so far ahead. We would have a secure border. We'd have lawful government. We wouldn't have shoplifting running unabated. There wouldn't be all this anti-gun nonsense. We wouldn't have massive corruption on the scale we're seeing it today. We wouldn't be involved in the war in Ukraine. There wouldn't be what's taking place in Israel today. It's because the Democrats manipulated the electoral system that we have all these problems today, and they're being deliberately imposed. These are the deliberate policies of the Democrat Party. Remember, the selection of Kamala Harris, and this is just a perfect illustration, as Vice
President. Her husband's a Jew, Jim. Her husband's a Jew, too.
Son, Tom, was announced by the son of George Soros. It didn't go through any Democrat process. She was so weak, she never even made it to Iowa, Tom. She never even made it to Iowa.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, Jim, I agree. I agree with you. You're telling the truth. And she got in there. Her husband's a schmuck. I mean, they're all putzes, but they're getting away with absolute murder in this country. And you got to remember, Jim, why are the Republicans dropping the ball? I'll give you an example I want to give you an example. Look what happened in Georgia during the 2020 election when they brought 78,000 Chinese, and Peter probably knows this, they brought 78,000 Chinese out of San Francisco and stuck them in Atlanta, Georgia, a year before the election of 2020. 2019, they removed all these Chinese out of San Francisco to bring them into Atlanta, Georgia. Huh. Did Donald Trump think he was going to win the state after that happened? Didn't he know better?
The Democrats have gone full fascist communist. They are despicable. Yes. I can't believe they're entitled to win another vote in America ever, permanently. They have disgraced themselves, discredited themselves. They have done massive damage to America. And they deserve the responsibility and the punishment that goes along with it. If only we had a real legal and judicial system, if only we had free election, none of this would be taking place. They're arrogant because they know we can't get rid of them electorally. Otherwise, the situation would be completely different, Tom.
Yes. Jim, can I have a final thought now? My final thought is I hope the great callers like I'm Sebastian from Sweden gives us a lowdown what's going on in Sweden. Michael from Alabama will call your show because he's a great caller. Miles, of course. I hope Jim from New York calls in. There's a lot of great callers. Mike from Brazil. I hope all these guys call because I used to love listening to these other opinions up there because they're very opinionated. And I love listening to them all. And, you know, there's so many other great callers that are just spectacular callers, and they have so much good information. So I hope that happens. That's one of my final thoughts. My other final thought is, Jim, we got to pray like we never prayed this next election coming up that Trump or somebody with a conservative mindset takes back this country. I see nothing but a CW. I see nothing but a
Tom,
CW for this
call,
country.
Great call. Keep them coming, Tom. Keep them coming. We're hitting the break. We'll be right back.
You got it. Thank you.
Anyway. Now these days are gone. I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a gentle mind and open up the doors. Help me.
Einstein once said, future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies. What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, we have five callers standing by. Laura in Michigan, join the conversation, Laura.
Hello, Mr. Fetzer. I want to tell Tom, I don't know if he realized it, Tom, every time people sign up for welfare, they're automatically registered to vote. A lot of people don't know that.
And
the other thing I wanted to discuss was tomorrow, Tuesday, there's going to be a big demonstration. Pro-Israel demonstration on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.
I don't know who the hell's going to turn out for that. Anyone who understands what's going on is not going to be wanting to cheer Israel for a genocide. I mean, Laura, it's just disgusting what's going on here.
You know what I'm thinking? Right now, the FBI right now is making fake pipe bombs that say made in Iran. They could throw them around the crowd.
Yeah, that's good. You're on top of it. That's what our FBI does. It's reduced to criminal activity. It's a politically subversive. It's got nothing to do with law and order. The FBI is a fraud. It's a sham. It's a criminal organization. You got it right, Laura.
Let's listen tomorrow. You see what happens.
Yeah,
because the Jews need some more sympathy. They need sympathy
Yeah, it's like the ADL will go into a Jewish cemetery and kick over a few tombstones or take a scan of prey painting on a synagogue wall. They'll put a swastika. So for like 35 cents, they get an international incident and declare America to be anti-Semitic. We're anti-Israel. We don't give a damn about Judaism, per se. We have freedom of religion. It's defined in the First Amendment, for crying out loud. But we don't like what Israel is doing, throwing its way around and slaughtering people who have even more right to those lands than do they. There's no question about it.
Laura, well, that's all I had. We'll keep our ears open for what goes on tomorrow.
Thanks, Laura. Good call. Hey. Thanks very much. Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, join the conversation. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Ah, shit, did I get cut off?
No, you're here, Jerry. We're listening to you.
Okay, sorry about that. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Dr. Fetzer. Hey, I wanted to throw something at you. Israel is going gonzo on Gaza, and they want to basically genocide everybody there. Now, I'm going to throw something out there. What is under all that land? Could there be oil? That's interesting, Israel.
Sure. I reported yesterday, maybe before. Well, let's see. Today's Monday. There is a huge gas and oil deposit off of Gaza. They also want to run a canal, the Ben Gurion Canal, through Gaza. It'll make them billions a year just on the canal, hundreds of billions on the gas and oil. They've already given leases to six international oil companies, even though they don't have the legal right to do so because it belongs to the Palestinians. So you're right on, Jerry. That's what's going on here.
Okay, well, you just touched off on the second thing that I was going to say, is something about building their own canal.
Yeah.
So
right.
Okay, so, I mean, and I just got that from a friend of mine Friday, and I haven't been able to confirm it or anything else like that.
It's for real. It's a Ben-Gurion Canal, and they want to, you know, create a transportation, a commercial choke point. It would have military significance. It would make hundreds of billions. They're in it for the shekels, but they also want to expand their control and their influence, and they want to get every Palestinian out of Palestine, Jerry. That's 100% the objective. Total ethnic cleansing. They don't go where they care where they go, as long as it's not on the lands that belong to them.
Okay, and that leads me to one more thing, and that is, how has Israel shot themselves in the foot? Have the Jews shot themselves in the foot? Because no country out there, no regular common sense human being out there is going along with this. They don't think it's right. Am I true in saying this?
Yeah, well, the governments of the UK and the United States, of course, are going along with it. I'm not sure where Canada stands on this, but you're right. The public worldwide is outraged and appalled. The Arab countries, the Muslim nations are unified. China and Russia have condemned what's going on here. The question becomes, is there going to be a military way to respond to this or not? I think the most likely players are Turkey on the one hand and Pakistan on the other, both of which are nuclear-armed nations. So if anyone is going to come to give the Palestinians military support, Turkey and Pakistan, in my judgment, are the most likely. Most everyone else is going to stand quietly by the side, but they're going to cut off their embassies. They're going to do the disbursement. They're going to get rid of investments in Israel. The economic and political consequences are going to be vast.
Okay, Dr. Fetzer, thank you very much for clearing that up, and you have yourself a great day.
Thank you, Jerry. Glad you called. We'll be right back.
Public Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing by, but we're open to having more. Caesar in New York. Caesar, join the conversation.
Jim, how are you? Hope you're well.
Good. Thank you, Caesar.
Jim, I'm just going to read you from Benjamin Netanyahu. This was at Finks Bar, Jerusalem, 1990. America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. This is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very, very slowly. So this is Benjamin Netanyahu. So now we're going to jump to someone who we know as Albert Pike, and he said that a third world war will occur between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. They tell us what is coming. It's not a secret. It's there. And people believe in a guy like Trump, who was nothing but an actor on the global stage. He's nothing but a Chavez Goyim Let's call him for what he is, right? Because that's what he's not, a Sionim. He's a Shabbos Goyim. And Nancy Pelosi's father was a Shabbos Goyim. She said, if America gets destroyed, that's okay, as long as Israel survives. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? They're basically telling you what is coming. Listen, the congressmen know who butters their bagel. They know. What's this guy's name? George Santos? You heard him squawking, you know, in the, what he was walking into the Congress, because he has to say he's got to play the role, Jim.
Well, Caesar, let me make several comments about what you've observed here. This thing about Albert Pike is very peculiar. I mean, the guy was a Confederate general, but also some kind of prophet. He appears to have been an original Illuminati of some sort. How could he have these powers of prophecy? I mean, how could he predict three world wars? I mean, it's ascribed to him. I was involved in a program talking about him of late. I just find it baffling, and I wonder whether there's sufficient vagary in the language he used, though you're being fairly specific that this is going to be a war between political Zionism and the Muslim world. I don't know about them destroying each other. Israel's a relatively small country. There are billions of Muslims. I don't see, no matter how it plays out, the Muslims being taken down, but I can certainly see Israel going up in a mushroom cloud. That I can see. That part is fascinating. Plus, you know, there are Jews against genocide. They had a massive protest in Grand Central Station here of late. There are many around the world protesting. There are lots of objection to Netanyahu by Jews in Israel. And even if Trump has some sort of Jewish root, I judge him by his performance in office. I thought it was relatively awesome. He kept us out of wars. He secured the border. We had the lowest wage earners, wages rising at the highest rate. The economy was strong. America was more or less at peace. I don't blame Trump for any of this, and I actually think he's the one guy who could set the ship of state aright. So I encourage people not to lose faith in Trump. He's saying some things now about supporting Israel that I would wish he were not saying. And of course, I would like him to repudiate the vax and all that warp speed. But there's no American politician who doesn't have his shortcomings and failures. I see the one most likely to do good for us is Donald Trump. And would you believe in 2019, Al Ray Rasmussen was releasing polls showing that 40% of black likely voters were going to vote for Trump because he'd done so much to improve their lives, which no Democrat has ever done. Caesar, I respect your point of view and the points you're making. Go ahead. Give us further thoughts. Caesar.
Look, Jim, you got to be blind not to see this. These politicians are all compromised. Remember that Donnie was on the Lolita Express. They're all compromised. And when you are compromised, your hands are tied. And I don't listen. I would never have thought that I would see this country in the condition that I see it today. Maybe I'm exaggerating, but no. I mean, this is to the point of no return now. I mean, these people, Caesar, don't even care. They're right in your face about it.
Yeah, Caesar. I share that concern. I never believed in my lifetime I'd see us come to a state like this. But who do you see out there who could possibly provide the nation with the leadership it needs now, if not Trump? Who would you say is the individual who might be able to marshal the nation to get things squared away if it isn't Donald Trump?
I think that a man by the name of Jim Fetzer would be great for the job.
You're a dear, Caesar, but, you know, I step on too many toes. I lack tact and diplomacy. You know, I'm not cut out to be a politician, mark my words. That's a very dear thought, Caesar. I appreciate your sincerity and conviction. Give us your final thought, Caesar.
Well, I would like to see some of these callers that are calling in run for office and run for seat up there in the Senate and in Congress. Because the people that we have there, I mean, these people all got to go. There's got to be some house cleaning. And, we've got to get more Goyim in seats.
Caesar, I couldn't agree more, but we got to clean up the election system. They've corrupted it so they can put anyone they want in office. They did it with Joe Biden. I rest my case. Great call, Caesar. Thank you so much. Francis in North Carolina. Francis, join the conversation.
Hey, young man. Quick thought for you. I had to applaud Laura on her commentary about this so-called get-together of pro-Israel at the Washington Mall, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
If they actually pulled that off, I'll be surprised considering that people met at the Washington Mall back in 2020 after the election was occurred and so forth and so on, and people were arrested. Now, if nobody is arrested at this upcoming event, then boy, that's blatant hypocrisy altogether.
Right.
I mean,
no one ought to go to appear to be supporting Israel. No one. It's an absolute disgrace.
It's a political stunt.
They may turn out thousands of military dressed as civilians under orders to go because it'll be so embarrassing if there's a genuine response. The mall is going to be empty, vacant. No one will be there.
I would tend to think that, but then again, they could always have paid actors to go in there and say, "Hey, we'll give you this much." Do what now?
I agree with you. That's why I'm saying military. Put them in there in civilian clothing. Yeah, go ahead.
It's ridiculous, but go figure. There's no telling what. In cahoots with being in with Hollywood as D.C. is, the District of Criminals, I wouldn't put a pass on to pull that kind of garbage off.
Or to run footage from a previous event and claim this is an outpouring.
Thank you. There you go. Now you're getting
this. Real simple.
Because that way you don't have to worry about actually paying people to pull a stunt like that to begin with.
And you control what's broadcast exactly.
Well, there you go.
But you got a final thought for us today, my dear.
Well, you know, is that the music I hear coming?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay, good. In light of the aspect, I have to agree with the assessment that Tom in Florida came up with and so forth. However, I think not only contacting the politicians, which are already paid off for that matter, you can do that, great, but you know, I think we really need to go after the heads of the corporations that provide food items that are harvested by the workforce that is coming in illegally and they're making use of, for that matter, for who knows how much out in the field, because I can see buses of people coming out into the field here in North Carolina, and it's like they're out there one, two, a row, whatever, doing whatever needs to be done. And it's like, didn't they used to have tractors or farming equipment to make a harvest of the items that was planted in the field earlier in the time period, planting cycle? So whatever happened to those machines now? And yet they're replacing it with cheap labor? I mean, there's a strange irony of that. But the people need to start going after the corporations that are behind all this and bringing these people in illegally. In a nutshell.
Excellent point. Agribusiness especially. Thank you very much.
Y'all
very
take
much,
care.
Francis.
Pina colada for the folks in Gaza. They're in my thoughts. Meanwhile, a non-rainbow but a green olive of my margarita.
Thank you, Francis.
Later,
Thank
kiddo.
You very much. Take care. Renee in North Carolina. Renee, join the conversation.
Well, the guy from Florida mentioned how they're only 1.8% of the population. Exactly. Okay? Who is, because there are Jews, but they don't hire those, okay? Who has had the controlling interest in this country and has hired and given these positions of power to some of the rottenness of all the Jews, okay? Who's done that? They could not have the power and position they have today without cooperation from a much more powerful majority. I was glad I caught a little piece of Chris Hinckley's show this morning, because he's one of the only ones that seems to remember about Carol Quigley and the Anglo-American Empire. I dare any of y'all to go to Amazon right now and look at the picture of the cover of the book, The Anglo-American Establishment, where it has a big-ass British flag with an upside-down little American flag plastered in the middle of it. Now, I don't know about you, but I think there's some kind of strong message in that picture, okay? The thing is, we would not have Israel stuck where it is if it hadn't been for the UK. The thing is, and as Quigley pointed out, this was all part of Cecil Rhodes and those secret societies' plan, okay? And so the thing is, you know, we have this tendency to always blame the other, who is different than us, because we don't want to look, see the bad, the dark side, the shadow, and those who most likely resemble us, because then that's going to kind of make us feel bad about ourselves if we look at the shadow in our own demographic group. It's much easier to project all the wrong onto those who are different. You know, the women, the people of color. The thing is, who held the power, owned most of the property from the beginning, held the power? I don't think everything is so closely as it appears. You know, people don't talk about either. They go on and on about George Soros. Anybody ever on this network talk about how that Jew, Sheldon Adelson, gave Trump $100 million? Anybody ever talk about that? So the thing is,
You are right. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, so the thing is, I'm sorry, Trump is the most self-centered, narcissistic playboy who is only out for his own interests. He will not do anything for this country unless it accidentally and evidently coincides with his own best interests.
Renee, my opinion is he's already done a lot of good for this country, but who would you support as an alternative to Trump?
I don't know. I'm pretty much giving up on voting because I hate them both. I am an independent. I'm not a Democrat. I was a Republican most of my life. Got disgusted with them, switched to Democrat for a very short time, and I've been an independent for many years because I don't play the right-left paradigm because I know both sides are rotten. I will not stick my foot in that game. So the thing is, I'm tired of the lesser of two evils thing. The only way I will vote, this is the only way I'll vote, if RFK Jr., does a 180-degree turn and admits his mistake on Israel, because he's right on so much else, okay? But that one thing, but I just can't go with that. I am not even going to bother to play this voting game unless he would repent for the mistake he made on Israel, because he is right on all the other stuff, which is so frustrating. So the thing is, no, I have no intention of voting.
Okay. Renee, thank you so much. You made your position very clear. I thank you. Did you want to add a final thought?
We're on what's called the plantation model. We're all on. Once you understand, we are all on the plantation, and it's very hierarchical. And there are certain people who are the masters, certain people are the house slaves, certain people are the overseers, and certain people are the field slaves. And everybody's fighting for position to get a better seat at the table. And that's it.
Thanks, Renee. Thanks very much. Very spirited call. Mike in Brazil. Mike, join the conversation. Mike.
Jim, Detective Jim, okay? I'll call you Detective from now on, okay? All right, Detective. I'll tell you something. I love Tom's call from Florida, the Tom from Florida. You know, he knows what he's talking about. And I've been living in South America for about 25 years. And I know everything that these people are doing. Luis Ignacio Lula da Silva, okay, the current president who stole the election, he exactly like Joe Biden did, okay, he just emptied the coffers of Brazil, okay? He's sending money all over the country, all over the globe, not over the country, all over the globe. And he sent about $13 billion in aid, supposedly, to Argentina. And he sent about half of that amount some 15 years ago, 20 years ago. He sent the same amount of money, well, half that amount to Argentina, which they built a beautiful subway system. I grant them that. Beautiful. It is one of the most modern subway systems you can find. It's in Argentina. Okay? So, Tom from Florida has a point. We have been occupied by Jews. Okay? We have been occupied by Jews. And you know what? They're not Jews. They're Khazars. They converted to Judaism in the year 800. That doesn't make them Jews. What they make them is people converted to Judaism, okay? So, basically, we're under occupation. Our entire Congress is being taken up by these Khazars. I'm not even calling them Jews anymore because they're not Jews. I have respect for Jews, but not for these people. Yes, sir.
They're often called the Khazarian Mafia, Mike. They're called the Khazarian Mafia. And they are descended from Khazaria. They are not descended of the tribe of Judah. They have no claim to the land of Palestine. It's all outrageous. I couldn't agree more.
Yes, sir. This is exactly what I'm saying. These people have no business calling themselves Jews because they are not Jews. They are Khazarians. They come from present-day Ukraine, from Central Europe, okay? So I don't know what people think about the Jews, but this is my opinion. It's a well-educated opinion. These people are imposters. They are not Jews. They are Khazarians.
It's not just an opinion, but it's true, so we're glad. A final thought, Mike, do you have a final thought today?
Yes, I do. Okay, this situation with Palestine and Israel, it, obviously it's a case of genocide. There's no doubt about it, okay? And I live in a country which is basically neutral to the situation. You don't hear about Brazil getting involved in the situation, and you'll never hear, because they try to maintain distance from the situation. But what I can tell you is this: Israel will lose because the whole world is against them. The whole world is against them. Not just me, not just you, not just Francis. Oh, by the way, I would love to have that margarita she keeps talking about, okay? I would love to have that margarita because apparently it looks like it's a good drink. So, anyway, Francis, if you're listening to this, I would love to have your drink, to be honest with you.
Thank you for a terrific call. You're spot on. I want to squeeze in Dan from Washington here before we run out. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, thanks. I wanted to add to Renee's call, you know, if you control a country's money system and have total control of the media, you can control that country even though your numbers are very few. So it might be seem hard to believe, but it's not really that hard to believe when you look at the heads of CNN and the Federal Reserve and all these things. So, and there was a battle over that. It was called World War II, and the good guys lost, basically. So the guys that worked for the Jews and the traitors and stuff like that, those are the people who won World War II, as far as I can tell. The Anglo-British Jewish Empire, you know, basically controlled the world with the Judeo-Bolshevik Empire. So that's why they're freaking out about Russia, because, you know, or they're freaking out about losing total control of the world's money system. But see, you know, so I would make that point. It's not hard to control a lot when you have those two key things, the money and the media.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
Dan, a final thought today.
Yeah, I'll go on about, I'll do the rest later. I mean, the Republicans got to give white women, to Tom's call, they got to give white women a reason to vote Republican. You know, you can't just say, why do Democrats keep getting in there? Well, why do Republicans just insist on losing all the time, you know? But I'll get into the more of that later. So thanks for taking the call.
Sure, absolutely, Dan. Good call. Ken in Michigan, go ahead. Make it real concise, Ken.
Yes, Trump's the man for the people because he's keeping hope alive, and we got fuel to burn and roads to drive. Keep on rocking, Dr. Jim.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks. I appreciate all that. Let me mention before we part today, mark your calendar, December 16th and 17th. My fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference will be presented. I'll have at least 20 speakers, 20 presentations. It's free via Zoom. Free via Zoom. I'll be announcing more. I'm just mentioning now. Mark your calendar. Free via Zoom. You're not going to want to miss this. Meanwhile, bear in mind, everyone, spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, your people you love and care about. Literally, we do not know how much time we have left. I'm very grateful to all the callers and to RBN. I think this is a terrific network. And any of you who are in a position to support RBN, I encourage you, do just that. Thanks for being here.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.